The future of Playboy could be up for grabs. Hugh Hefner, who founded the magazine nearly 60 years ago, has offered $123 million to take the company private. But he could be competing with a bid from the parent company of Playboy's longtime rival, Penthouse. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
The internet has not been kind to Playboy's business, but those famous bunny ears still sell. Under new management, Playboy has focused on selling that brand and launching into gaming by partnering with The Sands in Las Vegas. Steve Marasha is director of research at Capital Securities Management. He says that strategy is working and Hefner probably wants to stay the course.
And I would anticipate he might continue on with it and let the company move itself into focusing on the branding and the licensing business as well as the entertainment centers that they've been co-partnering with.
But as early as today, FriendFinder Networks, Penthouse's parent company, may announce its plans. FriendFinder CEO Mark Bell declined to comment on tape about its offer, but Bell said Playboy would be the perfect add-on to its existing technology and publishing business. And Bell says he would be amenable to keeping Hefner on if Penthouse acquires the company. But Capital Securities' Marasha says Hefner likely made his bid, hoping to retain control.
I think that it's hard for anybody to see their own business, which they started, wrestled away from them, and this would be a great way for him to keep it under his own wings.
Playboy's stock shot up on the news. It closed up 40% yesterday. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.